All right, I'd like to let you know what else we have coming up this week. Wednesday, we will be bringing back to you this past Sunday's broadcast, 1 hour of it. And again, we normally do that on Wednesdays for the benefit of people who are in worship service on Sundays when this airs, or maybe shortly after worship service, you may be eating, feeding the body. And so we bring it back on Wednesdays because I know not everyone is going to want to go online. That is a great feature, and I'm certainly glad to be offering that. But I know not everyone wants to do that. You'd rather listen on the radio. And so we bring that back to you on Wednesdays. We're still talking about the rewards for suffering well. Now, please notice now that adverb I threw in there, well, not just suffering, but suffering well, the rewards for it. Rewards for people, no matter where we are class-wise in this life, if we will go ahead and commit and submit to our Creator, even to the point of suffering well, when that's part of the equation, there are rewards for it, and the rewards, some of them we will receive in this temporary phase of life. Some of them we won't receive until the eternal phase of life, but they will be awesome. As a matter of fact, well, listen in. That's this Wednesday. On Saturday, one of the things I want us to look into is this whole issue of antibiotics. You know, we have these antibiotics that have been fighting different kinds of illnesses that make us sick for years. And we've been hearing for years that some of these antibiotics just aren't working anymore, as some of these meanies that attack our bodies develop resistances to the antibiotics. Well, I want us to take a look at how there are some out there who are helping antibiotics fight back and regain the high ground. That's this Saturday, 1 o'clock. Sunday, we're going to resume our discussion of women in leadership, and I especially want us to continue that discussion as we look at how we have had so many women to win congressional and other seats in this year's midterm elections. I think it's awesome. And especially in light of the fact that we have women of various ethnicities. You know, this is the program where we encourage the celebration of diversity. So not only do we have more women, but we have women of various ethnicities. Probably the strongest ethnic makeup, the strongest ethnic mix of women that we have had in a long time, if not ever, elected to these very, very significant seats. So we'll be talking about women in leadership this Sunday. I definitely want you to listen in. And I do want you to please remember to care about the many, many people who are experiencing so many stressors in life, whether they've been hit by hurricanes, wildfires, divorce, you name it. So many people suffering loss, so many family members who are experiencing the loss of the well-being of loved ones, even though those loved ones are still alive. Lives are being changed. We're moving into that holiday season. And as many of you know who have been listening for years, we definitely express each year and every year our concern for the many people who are experiencing particularly difficult times this time of the year, since they're not able, for those who celebrate Thanksgiving and who move on to celebrate Christmas season for the various reasons that people do celebrate it. We know that it is something that many have celebrated for years, and there may come a time when they're not able to celebrate it the way they once did, as far as the emotion, the gladness, the joy, because a significant change is taking place in their lives. We have not forgotten, and we are concerned. And again, we know that this may be the case, especially for our families of veterans and for the veterans themselves, some of them who have really been through something. Remember what I shared earlier in today's conversation. Let humor do for you what many other things may not be able to do. And again, happy Veterans Day. Till next time, everyone.